Ever feel like your health app is like more of a DOS than a buddy?
I like that.
Like it's calling all the shots instead of helping you call your own.
Right.
Today we're diving deep into the idea of insourcing your health.
Ooh.
Which is all about using tech to become your own health expert, you know, instead of relying on it forever.
Yeah, it's a fascinating shift in thinking, right? We're so used to health tech that just tells us what to do. Count calories, hit this many steps, go to bed now. But what if those apps actually helped us understand why we feel the way we do?
Ooh.
And then, like, gave us the tools to make our own healthy choices even without them.
Right. Like, I love trying new fitness challenges on my smartwatch.
Yeah.
But I've noticed I sometimes push myself, even when I feel that, like, nagging ache or fatigue, you know? Wouldn't it be amazing if the tech actually helped me connect those internal signals with the data?
Right.
So I could, like, learn to avoid injury.
Totally. That's precisely the kind of empowerment this research paper is talking about. They call it insourcing.
Okay.
Essentially taking ownership of your health knowledge and decision-making instead of perpetually outsourcing it to external tools.
Okay, let's unpack that outsourcing versus insourcing. It sounds a bit like business jargon.
A little bit.
But I get the gist. What's a good real-world example to, like, help us wrap our heads around it?
Okay, think of it like this. Ordering takeout every night versus learning to cook.
Okay.
Sure, takeout is convenient.
Okay.
Just like relying on a calorie counting app can be, right? But when you learn to cook, you understand the ingredients, the flavors, how to adjust a recipe to your liking. You develop a deeper understanding of food and your own preferences.
I see. So with health, insourcing would be like ditching the diet app.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Developing a real sense of what foods actually make me feel energized and which ones make me feel sluggish.
Exactly. And this research paper argues that good health tech shouldn't keep us dependent forever.
Right.
It should be more like a good teacher.
Okay.
Guiding us, helping us develop our own understanding and skills. And eventually, like, we graduate and can thrive on our own.
I love that analogy.
Right.
So how does this paper propose we actually design technology that encourages this insourcing mindset?
Right.
They wouldn't just slap a graduation cap on a calorie counter and call it a day, right?
Yeah, definitely not. They introduce a really intriguing framework for thinking about health and technology called a embodied interaction.
Embodied interaction.
It's based on the idea that our bodies are incredibly complex systems, constantly influenced by both what's happening internally and what's going on in the world around us.
Okay, so it's not just about counting steps or logging meals. It's about understanding all those internal and external factors that play into how we feel, right?
Right.
What kinds of factors are we talking about? Give me the rundown.
They break it down into what they call the N5 and the C4.
N5 and C4 sounds kind of catchy. Yeah. Like some new fitness tracker I need to get my hands on.
Right. But it's actually a really elegant way of understanding our relationship with our bodies and the environment. The N5 refers to 5 core internal processes: move, eat, engage, cogitate, and sleep.
Okay.
Think of them like the fundamental pillars of our well-being, what our bodies are actually doing.
Okay, makes sense. We move, we eat, we engage with the world, we think, we sleep.
Yeah.
Those are all pretty essential. So what are the C4?
Yeah.
Are those like the external forces acting on those internal pillars?
You got it. The C4 represent those major external or circumbodied factors that are constantly interacting with our internal systems: air, light, microbiome, and gravity.
Interesting. So it's not just about how well I sleep.
Right.
But also about the quality of the air in my bedroom.
Yes.
The amount of light I'm exposed to during the day, even the bacteria in my gut.
Exactly. It's all connected. And that's what makes this framework so powerful. Instead of just focusing on hitting arbitrary targets like 10,000 steps, it encourages us to pay attention to how all these internal and external factors are actually impacting how we feel. It's about understanding our own individual needs and rhythms.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this embodied approach could lead to some really interesting applications for health tech.
Yeah.
But how do we get from this theoretical framework to actual tech that empowers us to, you know, insource our health?
That's where the engagement period comes into play.
Okay.
And this is something the researchers emphasized as crucial for designing effective insourcing technologies.
Engagement period? Are we talking about how long we should be using a particular health tech tool? Like, is it a one-time thing, something we use in cycles, or are we supposed to be glued to it forever?
Exactly. And not all health goals require the same kind of engagement. Think about it. a pregnancy test is a single-use tool.
Right.
It serves a very specific purpose. You get your answer and you move on. But then you have things like training programs for a marathon, right?
Right.
Those are cyclical. You train, you recover, you repeat. Hmm. Each cycle builds on the last, ultimately helping you achieve your goal.
Right. Makes total sense. So how does that apply to the types of apps and devices we use every day?
Well, that's where things get interesting. Mm-hmm. A lot of health tech today seems to fall into this permanent engagement category. They want you using their app or wearing their device indefinitely.
Yeah.
Even if your goals or needs change.
You mean like those apps that guilt you if you miss a day of logging your food?
Yes.
I confess, I've definitely fallen into that trap.
Exactly. And the problem is, that kind of constant tracking can sometimes make us feel more anxious.
Yeah.
Or even disconnected from our body's natural cues.
So with this insourcing approach, we'd be more intentional about how long we engage with the technology,
right,
using it as a tool to develop our own internal wisdom and skills, rather than becoming dependent on it long term.
Precisely. And the best part is the research paper actually gives some really cool examples of how this could play out in the real world.
Ooh, I love a good real world example. Lay it on me.
All right. Let's say you want to improve your relationship with food. Instead of just obsessively tracking calories, which can sometimes feel restrictive and even a bit soul crushing.
You're preaching to the choir here.
What if you had an app that helped you tune into your body's own unique hunger cues?
Ooh.
Imagine if it could help you decipher those subtle internal signals your body sends when it genuinely needs nourishment versus when you're eating out of boredom or stress.
Wow, that would be a game changer.
Right.
I know. I'd love to be more in tune with my body's natural signals like that.
Yeah.
Instead of relying on some arbitrary calorie goal set by an algorithm, I could actually learn to eat intuitively.
Mm.
What else did they come up with?
They also talked about an amateur runner who wants to move away from just tracking their mileage and pace and toward actually feeling when their body needs a break. They envisioned a wearable that could analyze their biometric data and correlate it with those internal sensations of fatigue or soreness.
That's fascinating. It would be incredible to have that kind of personalized feedback loop to actually learn how to interpret those subtle signs of overtraining before they turn into an injury.
Right. It's all about going from just passively tracking data to actively listening to your body and developing that internal wisdom.
I'm loving this. Those are two really solid examples. Did they have any other scenarios where this insourcing approach could really shine?
There was one more scenario from the research paper, and it really piqued my curiosity.
Yeah.
They called it insourcing social interaction skills.
Ah, yes. That one might seem a bit unexpected, right?
Yeah.
In the context of health tech, but it makes so much sense when you think about it.
I have to admit, it's throwing me for a loop a little. We've been talking about listening to your body, understanding hunger cues, recognizing fatigue.
Right. How does, like, social interaction fit into the picture?
Well, think about those situations that make you feel, like, awkward or anxious.
Okay.
Like maybe a networking event where you don't know anyone.
Right.
Or even just trying to, you know, strike up a conversation with someone new.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm more of an introvert at heart.
Yeah.
Sometimes I swear my Apple Watch thinks I'm exercising when I'm just pacing around my living room trying to work up the nerve to make a phone call.
Exactly. And often we just, like, avoid those uncomfortable situations altogether.
Right.
But what if, instead of avoiding them, technology could actually help us develop the skills to, you know, navigate them more confidently?
Like having a digital wingman.
Yeah.
Coaching me through those awkward interactions. Sign me up.
Yeah. The researchers suggested things like apps that help you identify your social triggers, or VR experiences that let you practice navigating tricky conversations in a safe, simulated environment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So instead of dreading those interactions, you're turning them into opportunities to learn and build your confidence.
Exactly.
You're basically insourcing those social skills.
Precisely. And this is where it gets really interesting. Remember how we talked about the N5 and the C4?
Yeah.
Those internal and external factors that influence our well-being? The researchers propose combining them even in the context of social interaction.
Give me an example. How do you combine, say, social engagement with gravity?
Not quite gravity in this case.
Okay.
Although I'm sure someone's working on an anti-gravity social app as we speak.
Right.
Think more along the lines of light.
Okay.
Maybe this app encourages you to, you know, meet a friend for a walk outside on a sunny day. You get the benefits of social interaction, the mood boosting effects of sunlight and some exercise all rolled into one.
Okay, that's brilliant. It's like a holistic approach to health.
Yeah.
Recognizing that all these aspects of our well-being are like interconnected.
And that's the beauty of this insourcing concept. It has the potential to shift our entire perspective on health tech, from simply tracking metrics to actually empowering us to understand ourselves and our needs more deeply.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, if you could insource just one aspect of your health, what would it be?
That's a great question. What would it be? Would you focus on like fine-tuning your sleep, developing a deeper understanding of your nutritional needs, or maybe even mastering your emotional responses to stress?
So many possibilities.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'd love to really tune into those hunger cues we were talking about earlier.
Right.
I've been relying on calorie tracking apps for so long that I feel like I've lost touch with my body's natural signals.
Yeah. It's easy to do.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like we said at the beginning, it's about using tech as a stepping stone to greater self-sufficiency, not a crutch we have to lean on forever.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Now I'm dying to know what our listeners are thinking.
Yeah.
If you could insource one aspect of your health, what would it be? Would you want an app that decodes your dreams?
A wearable that helps you regulate your nervous system, or maybe even something we haven't even dreamed of yet. Head over to social media and share your thoughts using the hashtag insourceyourhealth. We can't wait to hear your ideas. Until next time, keep diving deep, and remember, true health is about empowering yourself from the inside out.